Hill Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:29. I'm Jeff. Actually, 9:30 now. It just popped over. So this is The People Speak, and today we're going to be talking with Dr. Gabe from the Sparta School District. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. How are things going within the district?
Great. It's almost November. Can you believe it? And it may be snowing on Halloween. Oh, wow.
Not ready for that.
No, I'm not at all. We just came off of a week-long celebration of our principals. It was the Illinois Principals Association declared last week Principal Appreciation Week. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to our admin team. Of course, we have our three head principals. Mr. Scott Beckley runs our high school and does a great job. Mrs. Amy Price is our Sparta Lincoln principal, does a great job. And Mr. Chris Meissner, Evansville Attendance Center, does a great job as well. Then we have our assistant principals, Linda Lozing at Lincoln and Stacy Cromper at the high school. And our newest addition this year is Jonathan Norton. He's our dean of students at Lincoln. That has proven to be an awesome position for us. Our principals are able to get in the classrooms more, and our discipline has dramatically decreased because of having that position. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give a quick shout out to them. We take that week to appreciate them, but we appreciate everything they do every day.
Okay.
Besides that, last week our high school celebrated Red Ribbon Week. This week we have our middle school and elementary school celebrating Red Ribbon Week. So if you see kids walking around at Walmart or in Subway with pajama pants on, it was pajama day today. So we are celebrating that. We cut back our speakers bureau a lot this year because we didn't want to interrupt instruction as much as we did last year, but we do have on November 4th someone coming in to kind of wrap up Red Ribbon Week to talk about drinking and driving and why it's important to not do that. So we look forward to that. And when we have any of those speakers bureaus, I want to make sure that the public knows that they are always welcome to attend those. Any events that we have at our school are definitely open to the public. So that should be, her name is Kara, and she was affected by drunk driving, and we'll give her story to us on November 4th. So that'll help wrap up our couple special weeks we've had here.
Okay. All right. So yeah, the week is moving right along, so.
It is. A little too fast for me.
All right, do we want to take a break here then?
Sure.
All right, we'll go ahead and do that, and we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back, 9:39. This is The People Speak. Again, I'm Jeff, talking today with Dr. Gabe from the Sparta School District. And Dr. Gabe, you've got a guest with you today, I see.
I do. You know, I always like to bring students on that have multiple stories to tell. We have been part of the CEO/startup program. They've renamed it recently for the past couple of years. And we always start strong and have a lot of students participate, and then they drop off. And those that are truly going to be entrepreneurs kind of stick with the program. I have two students that are in the program currently. Bree Boedeker couldn't make it today. She had a test in class, so needed to finish that up. But Bree is an entrepreneur and started the business Just Crafting Around. Hmm. You can see this, Jeff. Not everybody else can, but this cute little chapstick holder on my keychain here. Oh, wow. She does monogramming and things like that. So you might see her out at craft fairs. Who I brought with me today was also my shout out for the month of September for the high school, Riley Manker. You have to know her. If you see the little farmers markets that we have in town, there's mm-hmm. that little jar that says Granny Joe's Jam, and mm-hmm. it is the absolute best strawberry jelly. She's gotten into peach. She does the apple butter. I mean, I think Welch's has got a run for its money because her stuff is good. So she does that, and she's been in our CEO and startup group. And I wanted to bring her just to kind of talk about entrepreneurship and how she got started. And I expect very big things from Riley. So I think she's one that we need to watch.
All right, great. How you doing?
I'm good.
So I guess maybe explain just a little bit. Dr. Yeh mentioned the startup program. What do you do?
Well, in startup, we go to different businesses and learn about how to run a small business and all the aspects of that. And then we learn how to networking, how to meet new people to help our business grow and all that sort of thing. We learn how to run a business.
Okay. So kind of teach you from the ground floor up then.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what's your product, I guess?
I sell jams, strawberry jam and peach jam. And I also sold apple butter in the last year, but I've had this for 4 years now.
Okay, yeah. Wow. So what do you, I mean, obviously it's something you enjoy.
Yes, doing. It is.
And, what gave you the idea to come up with the jam?
Well, my grandma, ever since I was little, has always made strawberry jam and peach jam and apple butter. But the main thing was strawberry jam. It's the best thing that she's ever made. And at my church, I had confirmation, and we did this project where you had to do something that helped the community. And I decided to sell my grandma's jam, and then I donated the money to St. Jude's. And it was a big hit at my church. And then the next year, everyone asked me, are you going to make it again? So I decided I might as well make it again. Mm-hmm. And since it started out as charity, every year I donate a portion of the profit to a different charity. Yeah.
Great. Where do you see it going?
I haven't given much thought, but I have heard great things. Apparently everybody loves it. So I've definitely thought about making it bigger. Just don't know how to go about it.
Get it out on a wider market.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, especially some of our local stores. Mass production, I'm sure, is something that through her program, she'll want to ask some questions about because she runs out every year.
I do, yeah. I only make a certain amount and it sells out within a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and we freeze it and we store it and I give it out as gifts. It's amazing, really. Everyone needs to try some. But with these two girls, if anyone would like to support their entrepreneurship, we always encourage that too. I know that every so often we try to get donations for them because it does cost a lot to have the supplies on hand and things like that so that you can produce that product and push it out to the community.
Right. I mean, you've got your own label, I guess, on there. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a label from this labeling website, and I actually had recently, I was in the CEO program, and someone in there did graphic design, and I had him make a label for me. So now I have my own logo.
You really?
Yeah, made by one of the students from the class.
That is cool. Didn't even know that. That's great.
Cool. That's so it's all local. I mean,
oh, and
even the.
I've went a couple times to kind of get my feel out and see what is this program about. And we've had kids that are automotive technicians, kids that do detailing with cars, beauticians. Are there any that you can think of off the top of your head that some of the
there
kids...
There was one that did a baseball training aid. Hmm. I don't really know much about it because it was baseball, but... I know they did something like that.
They
it
have
really
some
cool.
good ideas that you would never think of. And this is our future. You know, they always say that there's jobs that haven't even been created yet for this generation. So I think that this group of kids are going to be responsible for creating some of that.
Yeah, I was just hearing on the news the other day. I can't remember which one, but they were talking about how entrepreneurism is the up and coming thing. I mean, it's basically what people are going to be doing. We're, you know, when I was growing up and stuff, you always, you know, you went to work at the coal mines, you went to work at the car fat plant, you went, you know, here or there. But, you know, now it's going to be coming up with your own business. And
yeah, you know, I watched a clip before we came this morning. Somebody was speaking about motivational speakers, and there was one, and I just caught a glimpse of it, and it said something like, if you go into a job, you're going to be miserable because a job is work and it's not something that you're passionate about. And you know, through our career tech ed stuff, college is for everyone, but a college degree is not. So if we can get that mindset into kids that we want you to do what's going to make you happy, but that's also going to help you make a living, then they won't see it as work. It won't be just a job to them. We really want them to seek out careers that will give them some satisfaction. Mm-hmm. We have happier kids.
It's kind of like a logo I saw once that said, you know, find something to do that you really enjoy doing and you'll never work a day in your life.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely. And so we hope that for the kids. And I think that they have some products that they make us happy when we buy them. So I'm sure that that it can in turn make them happy.
So what's your opinion of the startup program? Is it?
I think it was a really good program. It's definitely not for everyone. You have to really want to do this sort of thing because owning a business is a lot of work. You learn that in the program. But if this is really the type of thing that you love, then it's awesome. But yeah.
You know, you're not just responsible for one part of it. You're responsible for all parts of it, which includes the marketing, the production, the distribution.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We also have our teacher assistant internship programs. That's a different avenue for kids to kind of get out there and do explore the education field and see if that's something that they want to do. We have co-op as well. We have Mr. Peck is our instructor for that, where we have kids that can leave during the day, and we have some that go and work out at MedStar who are interested in maybe the medical field, things mm-hmm. like that. So this was just another avenue. And Riley's right. It takes a lot of time and dedication. And like I said, we've had some kids start the program and not be able to finish it because it's not something that they find out they're interested in. So the fact that her and Bree have had that high level of commitment for the last couple of years, I applaud them. And thought that it was something they should share.
Right. Cool. So, all right. Let's tell you what. Let's get our next break in here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Dr. Gabe and Riley here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Again, we're talking with Dr. Gabe from the Sparta School District. Also, Riley Manker along with her, the startup program out there, and Granny Joe's Jam, right?
Yes.
And one thing we were getting at, too, it, you know, as I mentioned, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're responsible for all aspects of it, and that includes marketing your product.
Yeah, I do most of my marketing by word of mouth and on Facebook. Sadly, I don't have any other way right now. I mean, the radio right now, but but yeah, most of it's through Facebook. You can find it on Granny Joe's Jam, my Facebook page.
Okay.
So I would recommend getting orders in early if you're looking to buy some jam, because she'll fill up and she'll sell out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can supply more orders with a bigger production line, but I think when you get into mass production, you lose some of the, you know, it never, you know, you buy something that where they produce 5,000 of compared to someone that makes 500 of, you know, mm-hmm. the taste is going to be a little
that's,
different.
Yeah, you know? That's why I have a seasonal business. I only sell each product during a season because I want it to all be fresh, and mm-hmm. there's more demand, definitely. So I won't be selling any jam until this next summer, so you'll have to wait till then. But.
Oh, my. That's a long time.
get on the list. She knows I'm on the list. And that's the same with Bree, too. I know she has a Facebook page just crafting around. So please visit them. Please please utilize their business. They're doing a great job. And for kids to be this young and really have that drive, we're super proud of them.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, they're trying to do something. They're making the effort, and that's what it takes.
Absolutely. We are in need of substitute custodians. So if there's anyone out there looking for some part-time work, just pop on into the district office, or our application is on our website, sparta.k12.il.us, and come help us out. We're looking for some part-time help. I have a couple congratulations. We went to the regional leaders breakfast this past week, and two future regional leaders were recognized, Adrian Carroll and Isaac Sin. People get that recognition for being students that we feel will come back and give back to the community one day. So those two were honored. Our marching bulldog band is just rocking it. They earned first place at the SIU homecoming parade. Braxton Parker, I got to give him a big shout out. He is our drum major and has been conducting the band this year, and they're doing awesome. So big shout out to them. We have some events coming up. The 5th of November, we have our Dairy Queen night to benefit Sparta Family Reading Night. So come out to that. Big shout out to Dairy Queen for supporting our clubs and organizations by always hosting those nights. November 9th, there's a trivia night at Human Service Center, or for Human Service Center, that'll be at the Sparta VFW. The 15th, we are having our Leo Lair open house. So that room that we created that anyone can come shop and get anything they need. We had a family that was recently affected by a house fire. And anyone who ever needs anything, we encourage you, just come on into Lincoln. Evansville now has a room. Go on in, get what you need. We take donations every day for those rooms. But we are going to have our open house from 4 to 8 p.m. on November 15th. So come Christmas shop, get what you need. The 16th, this is a cool event for the community. We're going to have the Sparta alumni basketball game at 7 p.m. I know that's a big hit. And then the 21st of November is going to be our Sparta Lincoln family reading night. So we hope to see some people at that. We had the Harlem Wizards came to town last week. I don't know how many of our listeners attended that, but it was a great night for a great cause. So anything that you can do to come out and promote, you know, football has ended. So now we're into basketball season. So
true. That'll be coming up here shortly.
Yes. So we expect to see our gyms packed and people out to support the kids. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. And basketball is nice because you're inside and it's warm.
Yes. Yes. Okay. There is, people may see on our website, we're trying to push out, there is a 5 essential survey. So through the state of Illinois, we get kind of graded based on our academics, but then also our culture and climate. And the way that they measure that is through this 5 essential survey. You'll notice that I'm going to be pushing that out on our website and in the scoop each week. We have to have 20% of parents participate and answer those questions. So Sparta Lincoln is currently in the lead. We've had the most parents respond to their survey. So I did mine yesterday for my children's school, and it takes 5 minutes. So pop on there and let us know how we're doing. That's the only way we improve and get better, is by garnering feedback. So that's important.
Right. You want to know other people's opinions. I mean, what they think.
Absolutely. Yes. Whether it be positive or negative, we need to grow. So please participate in that if you can. And that is all I have.
Okay. So we got Granny Joe's Jam.
Yes.
And what was the other?
Just Crafting Around.
Just Crafting Around. So that, you know, seems like that program is really doing well. I mean, obviously, it'd probably be nice if you could get a lot more involved, but
Sure. Well, I think that the other opportunities we have available, you know, to each their own, each mm-hmm. kid is going to participate in what they're comfortable with. So, sure. And the startup CEO program is probably the most difficult because you have more responsibility than the others. And it's really trying to get you prepared for your future.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time here. But Dr. Gabe, thanks for being with us. Riley, thanks for being with us. And good
Thank
luck
you for having
with,
me.
hope things continue to go well.
Thank you.
All right. We will talk to you again next time for The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Have a great day.